This land is the land of ours. This river runs red over it. We are not your allies. We cannot defend. This is where they walk. This is where they swim. Take a picture here. Take a souvenir. Baby.
Thank you. You're now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning from 10 a.m. until 11:30. That was a new one there from Massachusetts outfit Quilt, from their forthcoming record, Felt This Way, on to be released on Mexican Summer. That track there was called I Sleep in Nature, and that's the follow-up to their debut LP, released about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, on that same label. Fantastic band. Saw them play to about eight people at the Biltmore two summers back. Check them out the next time they come, if they do after that debacle. We got a lot of stuff to get through this week. Keeping it nice and light and heady here. A little kind of psych-influenced stuff. We got a new 7-inch here from Helen. That's the group, a shoegaze group featuring Liz Harris, best known as Grouper. And a new track here from Primitive Motion on their great LP On Bedroom Suck. That's an Australian band. And a nice lengthy piece from Lonnie Holly, an artist who had been dabbling in music here and there for the last few decades, but finally putting out some music of his own over the last couple years. And I'll play a piece from that in a bit. Great new album here from Kensington Gore, a local group here featuring former members of Superconductor, BCVCO, sort of a classic Destroyer lineup, The Battles. And got a lengthy piece from them as well. Secret Pyramid, Rangers, Hubble, and a few more. But we're going to follow up Quilt today with Blackhearted Brother. That's a group with Neil Halstead, who did obviously his time in Slow Dive and then Mojave 3. And also in that group is Mark Van Hoen, who we've played here a lot in the show in the past. He is a former C-Feel member, though he's been doing a lot of great electronic stuff under his own name there, and Locust. We've played stuff from his couple records on the last couple years worth of shows, and other member Nick Holton in there as well. Anyways, they have a record on Slumberland. It's called Stars Are Home. So this is Blackhearted Brother with I Don't Mean to Wander, I Don't Mean to Wonder on the Pop Drones Show.
Did you do really well in a first or second year course? Want to make a difference in the UBC community and school communities around the world? Join Students Offering Support, or SOS, and become a tutor today. Math, accounting, economics, psychology, engineering courses, French and Spanish, statistics, and more. If you aced it, Students Offering Support wants you to help other students ace it too. Check out UBCStudentsOfferingSupport.com for more information.
You're tuned in to the Pop Drones Show on CITR 101.9. Last track that we heard there was from Primitive Motion, a group based out of Australia. They have their debut full-length album, Worlds Floating By, just released on Bedroom Suck. And that was released after a great series of cassettes and 7-inches. That track there was called Silver Frosted Light Force. Helen before that, which is actually the new group featuring Liz Harris, probably best known as Grouper, and two of her Portland pals doing a bit of a shoegaze kind of psych thing there. And that's a release between her own Yellow Electric Records label and Exiled Records, the great record store down on Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. That track was called Dying All the Time. The track was featured on a 7-inch called Felt This Way. Black Hearted Brother, right before that, with I Don't Mean to Wonder from their new LP, Stars Our Home, just released on Slumberland. And that's a group featuring Neil Halstead, probably best known as founding member of Slow Dive and Mojave 3. And also in that group is Mark Van Hoen, an original member of Seafeel, and currently doing solo stuff under his own name and Locust, and their pal Nick Holton, the main mover behind Holton's Opulent Oog, and a member of Coley Park. Not familiar with either of those bands. I'll have to do a little research now. Anyways, I'm going to get into a great new track here from an artist I just got hip to. His name is Lonnie Hawley. He has two albums on the Dust to Digital record label, which if any of you know, Dust to Digital is actually just a reissue label focusing on early 20th century recordings going back pretty far. This is the first time that they've actually released new contemporary music. So that's saying something for them. He has a new record called Keeping a Record of It. And it's featuring Deer Hunters, Bradford Cox, and Cole Alexander of the Blacklips playing alongside him. Can't really tell in there, but nevertheless, this is actually the follow-up to an album released last year called Just Before Music, which was the first featuring Hawley's first professional recordings. This new one here, Keeping a Record of It, is all new material. Anyways, we'll get right to it. This is Lonnie Hawley with From the Other Side of the Pulpit.
Well, been wanting to go somewhere. Been wanting to tell somebody. Been wanting to go somewhere. Been wanting to tell somebody. See what I got to talk about. refrigerator too. Losing all my money, I don't know what to do. Then you want me to still love you. I dropped the baby off, can I make any kind of love? Baby's crying from down low to way up above. Old folks in the old folks home, lay there, lay there, lay there, stay there, lay there, groaning on. I said sometime the prayers ain't right. We ought to thank, will it still come? Now I'm on the other side of the pulpit. Wondering what the preacher will have to say. When I tell him, preacher, 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 please. Grandmama, my old granddaddy, stay down on their knees. They didn't even know how to read or write. Everything they got, they really earn. Now all they're earning is gone. Thank you.
I see from the other side of the pulpit. I see a serpent and a pit of cry.
Down. Big Joy is a music festival that in its inaugural year will be showcasing current experimental acts in Vancouver. We're presenting 4 shows over 3 days, December 5th through the 7th. Presenting a broad spectrum of Vancouver's weirdo music scene, Big Joy will encompass everything from drone and harsh noise through to ambient and electronica. Tickets are available at your local record store.
Back with the Pop Drones show. Before we go on about what we just played, definitely want to give a big shout out to the Big Joy Festival and what they're bringing to Vancouver for a pretty affordable price. A lot of great local stuff, kind of ignored in a lot of other aspects around town and in regards, at least to music festivals. But for about $20, you can get into 4 or 5 shows throughout mostly along Hastings Street there, and including a new place here called Coco Pelli, which starts off the festival tomorrow night. It's 2052 Commercial Drive, 9 o'clock onwards, and Toonie Bar. But among many of the acts playing, some of my favorites are Monkst, Nervous Operator, Nurse, Magnetic Ring, The Passenger, N213's Group Vision, The Nausea, Drogue, Collapsing Long White, Poppy the Rita, Worker, Waters, Vivekker, and Aerosol Constellations, among many others. So, it's great starting Thursday night all the way through Saturday. More information online via their Facebook website there. You can just Google Big Joy Vancouver. Some stuff will pop up. Highly recommend at least checking out a couple shows if you like anything forward-thinking in regards to music. And if you're listening to the show, I would assume that you would. Anyways, last track that we heard there was from Circuit de U. That's the moniker of Haley 4, who's been pumping out records for the last at least 5 or 6 years under that name. Handfuls of 7 inches and records, mostly actually on the Distill record label. But this new one here called Overdue, put out by Bada Bing, track there was called Nova 88. Before that, a lengthy piece there from Lonnie Hawley, a longtime artist who he was making music all along, but anyways, Dusta Digital came forward and decided to put out 2 of his records over the last year and a half. This new one is called Keeping a Record of It, and that track there was called From the Other Side of the Pulpit. Right now we're going to get into a local group here who have actually yet to play a live show, though their record's been getting a little bit of hype around town. They're called Kensington Gore, and it's the first release on Tinker Records in 14 years. And they released the first couple Destroyer records. And anyways, Kensington Gore is a duo featuring Scott Gubels. Forgive me if I'm pronouncing that wrong, who played in Superconductor and BCVCO. BCVCO, who I've seen. Superconductor was one of those bands that retain a lot of local lore, one of those bands I wish I could have seen. I'm probably a little too young when they were going, but anyways, he played in those 2 bands. And Stephen Wood, who was in the classic Destroyer lineup, also played in The Battles. Is his co-partner in that. Anyways, the LP is self-titled, and we're going to play a nice lengthy track here on the show today. It's called Black Tusk. You're listening to Kensington Gore on the Pop Drones show on CITR 101.9. Thank you.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Tuned into the Pop Drones show. Last track that we heard there was from Hubble. That's the solo project of Ben Greenberg, who's played with Pygmy Shrews, Z's. I believe he's currently still in The Men, all bands that we've played here in the past. And he's got a great experimental solo project simply titled Hubble. The new record on NNA is called Hubble Eagle. And that track that we heard there is called A Long Way From Home. And the lengthy track before that was Kensington Gore, a local duo featuring former members of Superconductor, BCBCO, Destroyer, The Battles, and so on. And it was released on Tinker Records just a few weeks back. First released for Tinker in 14 years. Anyways, Kensington Gore with a self-titled LP. That track was called Black Tusk. Getting ready to actually sign off. We have about 25 minutes left, but we've got two tracks here for you. Next up is Secret Pyramid, local drone phenom with a great record on Students of Decay. It's called Movements of Night. This track here is called To Forget. And then we're going to follow that with a excerpt from Side A of a double cassette from Rangers, who has been pretty quiet since his double LP on Not Not Fun a few years back. Anyways, he's got a great new collection of unreleased material, released on Bezoar Formations, and so it's a nice lengthy collage. We'll end things off with that. So we're just going to sign off. I believe next week we'll be back with all of, at least half of my favorite releases of the year, and run down what I liked the most out of everything, and that should probably start next week, I'm thinking. So make sure you tune in at next Wednesday morning, 10 a.m., and we'll leave you here with Secret Pyramid, followed by Rangers. Thanks for listening, folks, and we'll see you next week.